still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time now, everybody, for your Guadalupe Squares. Before we get to that on U-Fest Day and introduce Mo to you, we do have the times.
Whoa, you're 13 minutes early.
Shh, don't tell. Quick Draw McGraw is going to be doing his DJ thing at 3:30. Bury the Darkness takes the stage at 4 o'clock. You going to that, Mo?
I wish.
You should.
I know.
Bad Wolves, 4:50. 5:50 POD. Somewhere in between there, we're going to give that $5,000 away from Doug Hopkins. 7 o'clock, Motionless in White. That's when a lot of you guys want to show up. That's a band everybody's talking about. 8:10, Chevelle, the reason I'm going. And 9:40, The Offspring. Whole thing should end around 11. So you're going to get an hour and 10 minutes of Chevelle, an hour and 20 minutes of Offspring, about an hour of Motionless in White, 45 of POD, 45 of Bad Wolves, 30 of Bury the Dark. That's a good show. It's a good, perfect show for time and things like that.
Do you guys think that there's going to be a fire on the lawn this year?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what's going to happen now.
Now, yeah. Yeah.
Is that a FanDuel thing that we could
put
together?
These bands are fire bands.
Okay.
Do you?
They will be now.
I mean, we could make
Motionless
them
and White, I would
yeah,
say.
That, possibly, I yeah, that, I mean, right. Chevelle, maybe?
No.
Chevelle get you going to want to light a fire?
Eh, maybe.
I suppose you could. All right. I don't know. Anyway, those are the set times we're not allowed to talk about. But we just told you anyway. Shh. Don't tell anybody I told you. If you find out how you're getting, like, the times, just AI. That's how you got it. It's time for your Guadalupe Squares. And here's your hostess of said squares, Miss Mo Bergeron. Mo!
Thank you, Chancellor, in the top left square. Our president is here.
Four more years.
No.
Four more years. Pause. Turn to my left. Hey, Brady.
What's up?
That's your right, sir. That's your right, sir.
Turn to other left. Other Brady.
Other Brady. That's not Brady.
I know.
What?
Good to see you. Extend hand. Shake hand.
Acknowledge the immigrant.
Hola.
Bueno.
Donde está usted? Welcome. Bienvenidos.
Menudos.
Yeah.
Offer menudo.
I love menudo.
Taste soup. Smile. Pause. Four more years.
Okay.
Four more years.
All right. You don't know where you're at.
I got it together. Everything's all clear.
Are you sure?
Good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Lie to public. Say you're good.
Lie to public. Stop reading the teleprompter. All right. The top middle square. Ron Wolfley's here.
Oh, boy. Oh, Besanonians. I'm so excited about Cardinal football. You have no idea.
What are you excited about?
Marvin Harrison. Maserati Marv. I'm so ready. That's his dad doing an impression of his dad firing the gun. Oh, boy. Mo, did you see who the Cardinals got for? Here, let me get Kyler Murray out of my pocket and show you. Oh, boy, Kyler, are you?
Put me back in that pocket, man.
Are you excited about throwing the ball to Maserati Marv?
Get me back out. What are you doing, man? Get me out your head.
I'm so excited for him. Mo, are you excited?
I am. I'm also concerned.
Oh, boy. About what?
You're treating him like Indian in the cupboard or something. He's not that
he's
little.
He's adorable like the Indian in the cupboard, and that's exactly how the Besanonians should feel.
Oh, man. Put me down, man. That ain't right.
I'm going to pet him, and I'm going to feed him, and I'm going to love him. I love you, Kyler. Oh, he's a special little guy. That's for sure. And now he's got a weapon. Just like Marvin Harrison, Sr.
Moving on to the top right square, Arnold and Sly are here.
Exactly right. You've been seeing us all over the place. We're talking together in the podcast about the, you know, our Mount Rushmore of action figure, action superstars, right?
Yeah. Action figures.
Whatever they call him, whatever, you know, the ones or the other.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe is a great action figure. He would go up there. Stretch Armstrong is probably on the Mount Rushmore, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Hell, I don't know. Evel Knievel probably be a pretty good one. I don't know. Jay Simpson died when I was a kid. That good boy. That's
oh,
a
no.
pretty good one. I don't know.
$6 million man.
Well, I think we put Clint Eastwood on for sure, don't you?
Mm. No. Like now?
Hey.
Oh, no.
Where'd the dirty mitt go? How come there's some
what?
Border crossing?
What?
Hey, woo, woo.
What's going
I'm
on?
I'm legal.
I'm on the Mount Rushmore. What are you looking at? Go get my chips and salsa. I'm going to stand there. They're not going to bring themselves to the party.
Hey, yo, you know, on second thought, maybe we shouldn't put Clint up there. You know, it's not a great idea. You know, it says some bad things.
What are you looking at?
You know, if we carved him out of wood, we could call him Splint Eastwood. Aye, 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 aye. I give you three guesses as to who gave me that note.
All right, moving on to the middle left square. Ozzy is here.
Results fest.
Yes.
Nose Fest, man. Live and I'm in the Hall of Fame now, Mo.
Yeah, I saw that. Congratulations.
Yeah, I got to be in the Hall of Fame, Brady. We're gonna, you and I are going to be in the Hall of Fame. I would like Brady to induce me.
Induce you?
I'll induce you.
That too.
Yeah. We'll
have him induce me. I'm already in the Hall of Fame.
What
we can
are you
do
inducing?
It two times. Labor.
Oh, of love?
Okay.
What are you going to do? I'm going to be at Ozfest and see Brett and all the bands that will be there, and then we'll take the stage about 9.
And no, Brady, you're not
Brady and I are going to open a new restaurant. I know he failed once before, but now he's got a Hall of Fame, and now only we're going to call it War Pigs. Opolis. War Pigs Opolis. Who wouldn't go to that? I mean, Brady opened a restaurant that's got, you know, like, it's got less Jews on it than the Columbia campus right now. You hear the word pork in the middle of your restaurant name, you basically might as well be Hamas.
All right.
Don't you agree? I mean, why would you open a restaurant? Might as well just be called No Jews Allowed.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Pork only.
Yeah, porks only. We also have beef.
All right, moving on. Middle square, we got Rubber Ducky Brady.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
You remember?
Yeah. Let's take a bath together.
Let's not.
Shoot. It's totally platonymous.
Platonymous?
Platonic.
Hip-hop anonymous?
Hip-hop. Hip-hop-opotamus.
Porkopolis.
I like the hip-hop-opotamus.
The hip-hop-opotamus.
He's at the Wildlife World Zoo.
Oh, did you meet them last week?
He wears a gold chain and he raps.
That's
the hip-hop-opotamus.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Whoops. Bathtub prolapse.
Oh, man.
Christ. Don't drop the soap.
Oh. You should be super clean to me inside. Oh, God. All right. Moving on to the middle.
The reason I'm Rubber Ducky Brady and you don't know is because everyone on the planet agrees that two men taking a bath together is gay unless I'm one of the men.
Why? Why
then
did
it's
you?
Just adorable.
I mean, I guess
think
I could...
about it.
Even though I don't want to see it, I guess I could
think
see it.
Think of Brett and Toledo taking a bath.
No.
Now, think of Brett and Brady taking a bath.
No.
And somehow it gets funny.
Actually, that is pretty funny.
It's
I would
adorable.
Totally see that.
You would want to see that.
I mean, it is the Bert and Ernie.
Brett and Toledo taking a bath, the water would be gray and smell like old
paint. He's right here. You don't have to say that.
Somebody has to say it.
No one has to say it.
I did.
All right, moving on to the middle right square. Steve Keim is here.
Oh, get the party back.
Keimer!
Whoa! Hey,
I'm Steve Keim, former security head general of operations of the Cardinals organization. And I'm going to do my impression of Steve Keim if he was a dog who just ate something he shouldn't eat.
Oh, no.
Ready? Here we go.
Oh, stop!
That's amazing.
This is the worst ASMR ever.
ASMR, I had some of that once.
No!
That stuff makes you want to touch people.
No, that's not the
twerk,
same
Stevie,
thing.
Twerk, Stevie, twerk!
If I twerk too hard, a little Kyler Murray falls out of my butt.
You know what I like to do? I hate
the Cardinals now. I hate them. I like to have bowel movements. And then I pick out the smallest one, and I put a wig on it, and the number one jersey, and I pretend it's Kyler Murray.
Why would you say that? Why are you laughing?
Because he's a piece of...
And he got me fired.
Okay, all right, all right. Let's pump the brakes.
Oh, oops. Prolapse.
Oh, man.
Part of
the size of that.
Everybody on board, we're going to Jewfest.
No! Jewfest.
What do you guys call it? That's it.
You! Oh, God. The big
is that Holmberg's band?
Holmberg's play. Holmberg's headline.
Yeah?
Jewfest.
Okay, all right.
I'm Steve Kime. I failed at everything I've ever done, and somehow or another, I'm still on TV telling people how to do it.
All right, moving on to the bottom left square. It's Brady's Secret Square.
How y'all doing? I'm a professional golfer. I'm 58 years old today, and I love golf. I love sex, smokes, booze, and gambling.
Oh, I know who you are. And Hooters.
I love Hooters.
Right.
Don't we all?
You look like Santa Claus if he was Steve Kine.
All right, moving on.
Oh, you got a pretty mouth.
Oh, please stop talking. All right, moving into the bottom middle square. Oscar Schindler is here.
That's exactly right. Oscar Schindler has arrived.
I'm worried.
I have a list for tonight's Jew
no
Fest.
No more. No, it's not called that. It's Jew
at 3:30. Quick Draw McGraw plays at 4 o'clock. Bury the Darkness. This is a list I've made about what's going to happen tonight at Jew Fest.
It's Jew Fest.
That's what I said. Jew Fest. Bad Wolves. POD 550, 7 o'clock, motionless and white.
How did you get the set times?
I'm not done yet. 8:10, Chevelle, The Offspring. You have to let the list finish or people die. 9:40, The Offspring. Now, if it weren't for me, there'd be no Offspring.
Okay.
That's true. They put a stop to it all, and I'm very excited about it. Oops, prolapse.
No! This is the prolapse square!
Happened to everyone!
That's right. 4:50. This is Bad Wolves. Bad Jews?
No! Bad Wolves.
I'm all for helping out.
Okay.
That's how I do it. Have fun tonight at your little concert.
You're not going to be there?
No. Okay. I've got lists to make. I'm going grocery shopping.
Oh, no. What's on that list?
I've got some Jell-O pudding pops.
Oh, no.
I'm a big fan of Teddy Grahams. But the honey ones only. I don't like the ones that are flavored, like cinnamon or...
The chocolate ones?
Yuck.
Those are pretty good.
You try those Sour Patch Oreos?
I like those. That sounds good. I'll put that on my list.
No, Hebrew National Hot Dogs?
Schindler's Grocery List is not available.
Oh, no! All right, moving on to
get
the
those. Only the kosher dogs. I have some friends coming over.
In the bottom right square, he's ready
it's
for
Schindler's
you,
Top 10 list.
No, it's not!
Coming in at number 10. Top 10 things Oscar Schindler makes lists about. I'm the new David Letterman.
The bottom right square. Our Lord and Savior's here. Triple E!
Yeah! U-Fest, baby! Ooh!
Yeah. Heard you're going to be crowd surfing.
I like to go late.
How late?
And then pick out a drunk Indian.
What? Oh,
yeah.
No! No!
Stop!
We go over to the casino and we make magic, baby.
Mm. What does that Ooh. Mean exactly?
Come on down to U-Fest tonight and find me. I'll be leading the trip pit.
Oh, man.
Is there money involved?
Yeah, there's money involved.
All right, I'll show up.
Yeah. Last one standing gets to go home with trip
room. No, pass.
Yeah, master of all trip pits. Yeah. You know, I don't like to brag, but oops, prolapse.
No more!
I broke the Offspring.
You broke them.
No, it was me at K-Rock. I said, you guys should do a band. And then they did. And look, that's because of me.
Did you get royalties because of that?
No, I don't need them. I have more money than them. But I said, you guys should be on the radio. And, ooh, I happen to know a guy. And I put him on, and look what happened, magic.
I love it.
Same thing I did for Larry. Didn't work out the same.
I mean, Larry's been here before you were here, though.
I know. And he's lucky to still be here.
Okay.
Because of me.
He's great.
Yeah. On with the game.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Who's on the phone?
We got Clint and Amanda.
Amanda, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Clint, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Amanda, you're a girl. Pick a square. Go!
The middle one.
I told you guys.
Amanda, do you want to have a bath with me?
Oh, no.
Why?
Thank you, though.
What do you mean? Oh, that's polite. I appreciate that part.
When's the last time you took a bath with someone, Amanda?
Last week.
Oh.
Last week? Trollop.
What? Oh, my God.
Was it dirty or was it adorable? Let me ask you this. Bull. I'll put it another way. Did you play with a rubber ducky or were you a little rubber sucky?
Oh, God.
Yeah. You laugh at me. Okay, sorry.
All right, your question. Roman baths.
Rubber sucky or
no,
the one.
What? No.
Yeah, you make bath time lots of fun. What's the noise that would make for that, Mo?
I...
Rubber sucky.
That sounds like a prolapse.
Fun. There's another one. Rubber
no, no.
Let's turn this bathtub into a milk jar.
What? No.
I'm going to put this between the buns.
No.
Rubber oh, it's prolapse.
Oh, no. God. All right. Roman baths were originally built to wash the smelly poor of Rome.
Yuck. Dirty poor Italians.
Oh, oh.
Why are you offended? I mean, hello, kettle. I'm going to introduce you to his friend, Pot. I think Roman baths were to clean off the dirty Italians, so probably true.
All right, he's saying true. Do you agree or disagree?
There are a lot of mudwops wandering around down there. I mean, wops.
What?
Well, mudwops.
Whoa.
They fly. They have stingers. Mudwops.
Nobody. No.
Wasps.
No.
Wops. I'm not. What am
no.
I saying wrong? I go to the tape.
Flora. Oh my God.
I said mudwops.
All right.
I
you're
cleaning them up.
No, you're saying true. Do you agree or disagree, Amanda?
Disagree.
Incorrect. It is true. Circle gets a square. Clint, pick a square. What was that? Is that
whoa,
a
little tap?
Must have been a bath bomb or something.
She got Tourette's.
Clint, pick a square.
I would like to hear Brady's John Daly impression again.
Oh, right to
baby,
it.
Baby, you nailed me.
Right oh. to it. It is the great John Daly. Nice job.
All right, Amanda, you could pick Arnold and Sly for the block.
Okay.
Sounds so. Who is on your Mount Rushmore of action film people there, Amanda? Who would you put on there? What would you do? Who is first?
Who's on Mount Rushmore? George Washington.
Oh, my God. This is the dumbest person I've ever spoken to in my life. I said, who is on the Mount Rushmore of action figure people? Action motion pictures.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's one.
Sylvester Stallone.
That's two. Who'd add a two?
Hey, yo, you know, she did pretty good so far. Like, three and four not going to be as easy.
Come on. You stupid broad. Pick
oh,
the
my God.
Guy.
No,
I mean,
Clint.
Let's see.
$100
says her last name ends in ski.
Time.
I bet she's a Pollock.
Oh, my God. All right, let's move on. People didn't smile in photos in the 1800s because they had to remain still for as long as 20 minutes.
We could put Jackie Chan on the mountain. No one no. have to carve eyes.
Oh, no.
That's true.
No.
What? Save
what
some time.
On second thought, we need to quiet Kowalski. Clint down. He's going to get us all
yeah.
in trouble.
Yeah.
He's so old. He has so many different views.
I think the guy's on to something.
No.
No. All right, I would have to say the people didn't smile in photos in the 1800s because there was nothing to smile about. Everybody had poopy pants, two pairs of no clothing. It was a terrible time to be alive. Who would you smile for? Your slaves were angry. You were just getting shot at constantly. Childbirth was the most dangerous thing in the world. Why would you smile?
It's true.
So I would say that you held still yeah. and never smiled. Smiles weren't even invented till the
1900s. The smiles weren't invented until
think of when it happened before. Tell me one picture of anybody smiling before 1900.
Yeah, you know, the guy's on his side. Nobody's ever smiling before, you know?
I can remember one smile.
No, stop. Don't. Yeah. Don't say it.
What? We were on a kind of a, it was in a mission.
Oh, my gosh. No, just answer the question.
A bunch of brown people had
no!
in Georgia. We handled it. Let's just say we handled it.
Oh, my God.
Smiles all around.
I just want you to answer the question.
I just did.
No.
Oh, we were the happiest people on the planet. Me, Sam Houston, Dave Bowie.
Hey, yo, you know, Wesley Snipes could be on our mountain.
Now we'd have to get a whole different mountain for
no,
that.
Oh, my God.
I'll have to say that it's true. Smiles weren't invented until the 1900s, so no one smiled in old pictures.
All right, he's saying true. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
That is correct. X gets a square. Uh-oh. All right, Clint, pick a square.
Can I get Trip, please?
Ooh!
Yeah!
Are you going to U-Fest tonight, Clint?
No, I'm not.
Ooh, you should. Tickets still available at 98kupd.com. I mean, I could give you mine, but you're not allowed in my booth.
How much does a ticket?
I'll take them.
Oh. Wow. What'll you do for it, rubber sucky?
Oh, no! Stop!
Except for with me, there's no rubbers involved.
I gotta go.
Yeah, me too.
No!
I'm all turned on, too.
Okay, no!
All right, go ahead.
All right, there are 13 rays on the statue of Liberty's crown.
13, that makes sense because we had 13 colonies. I'll say that's true.
All right, he's saying true. Do you agree or disagree, Clint?
I disagree.
Correct. It's false. Nice. It's actually 7.
Damn.
Circle gets a square.
All right, next one wins. We're out of time.
You can take any of them.
You can take any of them.
Wins, yeah.
Amanda?
Ashland, was I supposed to pick?
What?
What?
Sorry. I don't remember the name. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm new.
Oh, my. Okay, there's Biden, there's Ozzy, there's Ron Wolfley.
Biden.
Okay.
Yeah. Liberal, excuse me.
I think it was just the easiest name. It was the first name she heard.
Look at phone. Say hello.
No,
hello.
Don't look at the phone and say hello. She's on the phone.
Man, do you vote for president yet?
It's not happening yet.
Yeah, you can do it now. Mail it in.
You can't?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
That was the problem we had last time.
P.O. Box the White House.
No, that's not how this works.
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Do you know your address?
One. Yeah, it's written on my tag, on my shirt. That there's, yeah, they pin it to my suit. I walk around with my address written on my back, just in case I get lost. Whoops, prolapse. I had silver alert. Silver alert turned into a prolapse. Rose bud alert. Rose bud alert on a silver guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Key West, Florida declared war on the U.S. on April 23rd, 1982. Is that true or false?
The gays?
No.
I grew up in Key West, Florida.
I thought you grew up in Scranton. What happened?
Son of an immigrant homosexual Puerto Rican Cuban man.
That's not what happened.
Scranton and Delaware.
Yeah, Scranton. Scranton, Key West. You don't know
Scranton,
where it is.
Scranton, Key West. Yeah,
they moved it. We had moved after the war of 1982.
Oh, my God.
All right. We fought the Key West Twinks.
What? The Key West Twinks?
Yeah. It was my Twink Nom. Twink Nom, they call it. Yeah, Twink Nom. Yeah. It's terrible. Deutsche. Yeah. Tubuku.
Okay. Just answer the question, President.
Pause.
No.
Yeah, Miss Horny.
No.
We love Key West long time. Okay. Guys, a lot of pink. A lot of pink. Like your hair. I like your new hair.
Thanks. Please don't smell it. Please, no.
Did you cut the old hair? I like to smell the old hair.
No.
Sweep it up off the barbershop floor and hand it to me.
Oh, God.
Rubber ducky. What's that in my head?
No, just answer the question.
That's true. I should go with Amanda. True.
You're going to go with Amanda, true. Yeah. Do you agree, Amanda? Yeah. Okay, it is true. X gets a square, Amanda wins.
Oh, that was easy.
She did nothing.
I'll take care of both of
you. She did nothing.
Yeah. I remember the French general of Key West, Chocolate Le Baron.
No!
It was General Le Baron. Yeah. Everything smells like poop.
Not in Key West.
Well, the whole thing. It reeks of species.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Pause. Yeah. Say hello.
Don't say hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Affirmatively.
No. Okay.
Look away. Talk to someone new. Not that one.
No, not
hey,
that one.
Look away. Republican. John Gordon. Don't acknowledge that he's bald.
No,
how are you?
Oh,
pause.
It's time for you to go take your nap, Biden.
Sure.
It is 10 o'clock. Time for him to nap up. All right, we're done. That's it. We're done. Amanda's new.
Yeah,
you said that.
Welcome.
I'm new.
Well, thanks for playing along, Amanda. You get a prize just for playing. A good one, too.
We'll hook up Clint, too.
U-Fest, that's it. Everybody gets something. Clinton, everybody wins today. Except Mo. Are you going anywhere this weekend? Are you doing any? You're not coming to U-Fest at all?
No, I wanted to. It's my mom's birthday tonight. We're going to Benihana.
Bring mom.
No kidding.
Yeah. I know. I would love to have her crowd surf or something, but... She's not into it. She thinks it's all like devil worshipping and stuff. So
Benihana?
No, but U-Fest.
Do
you guys get a discount for, like, cleaning up after yourselves?
Of course.
Yeah.
You think we're going and spending money? We're busting tables. I'm cleaning grills.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you equally as disappointed when you get a Mexican chef at Benihana?
No, I'm excited because I know the food's going to be good.
It's no.
We're good cooks.
Authentic.
You want an Asian guy doing that.
Yeah, that's true. You can, but...
Do you go to Mexican restaurants and see Asians and are you happy?
I get scared when I see white people cooking Mexican food.
Exactly. No, me too.
But that's different.
It's not normal.
Because you guys don't season anything.
Why? She's not wrong. What are you quizzing her for? That's 100% accurate.
Why are you offended?
No, I want you to say.
Oh,
because you're white. She did. You're trying to drum something up and she's already knocked it out of the yard. Although I would rather eat tamales made by a white person because maybe they'd have flavor and were purchased with some money.
With a dollop of mayonnaise.
Yeah. Maybe some ketchup, some fries, some side.
I'm going to make you a mayonnaise tamale now. Yeah. It's just cream
can't
filled
be worse.
Just like you like it.
Can't be worse.
You might prolapse out of
it. Isn't a tamale with mayonnaise just a Mexican Twinkie?
Some Mexican.
Mexican Twink.
It's a hot pocket.
Don't look that up on the Urban Dictionary. Mexican Hot Pocket. Can't be something
good. I got
good.
Your Hot Pocket.
That's it for us. We're done. Don't do it. We'll see you guys at U-Fest. It starts around 3:30 to open the doors, and then you got Bury the Darkness, who deserves your eyes. These are local guys who have been absolutely awesome to us. Can't wait to see them kill the stage at 4 o'clock. Bad Wolves, 450. POD, 550. Motionless in White, 7. Chevelle, 810. The Offspring, 940. That's about all you need to know. Bring your smiles. They were invented for you 124 years ago. Mexican Hot Pocket is the act of unfolding a hide-a-bed, pooping in it, and then refolding for some unexpected individual to find out. I knew it couldn't be good. And that's where we'll leave you today. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here on Monday in the Morning Sickness. So long.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.3.